This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
As if the severity at the Singapore Capella Hotel wasn't racked with enough cosmic intensity, before the meeting took place between the Rocket Man and the old dotard, as they previously described each other, reeling from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's backstabbery, an outraged Trump administration economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, was rushed to the Walter Reed Medical Center, suffering from a heart attack. This was no ragamuffin affair. After the two leaders comfortably arrived at the Capella Singapore Hotel grounds, Kim Jong-un settled into one of the finest hotel rooms on Earth, surrounded by fields of roaming peacocks, an amusement park, and complete with a personal bathroom for Kim Jong-un, as requested. And oddly enough, no other American quantified the absence of any previous leadership to tackle the North Korean hermit nuclear kingdom like Dennis Rodman.
And Obama didn't even give me the time of date. I asked him, I said, I have something to say from North Korea. He just brushed me off. But that didn't deter me. I still kept going back. I showed my loyalty and my trustworthy to this country. And I said to everybody, I said, the door will open. When I said those damn things, when I went back home, I got so many death threats. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. I didn't know how to see me. But I took those bullets. I took all that. I took everything. Everyone came at me, and I'm still standing. And today is a great day for everybody. Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great day.
No less bringing an end to the table, the atrocity known as the Korean War that began on June 25th, 1950, just about a fortnight shy of 68 years ago, along with an effort toward denuclearization in exchange for security.
North Korea has previously confirmed to us its willingness to denuclearize, and we are eager to see if those words prove sincere. The fact that our two leaders are sitting down face to face is a sign of the enormous potential to accomplish something that will immensely benefit both of our peoples and the entire world.
I want to thank Chairman Kim for taking the first bold step toward a bright new future for his people. Our unprecedented meeting, the first between an American president and a leader of North Korea, proves that real change is indeed possible. My meeting with Chairman Kim was honest, direct, and productive. We got to know each other well in a very confined period of time, under very strong circumstance.
While the crumbling fake news media attempted to write off the entire affair, CNN's Jim Acosta even yelled, "Are you going to give up your nukes?" during the photo op.
We're very proud of what took place today. I think our whole relationship with North Korea and the Korean Peninsula is going to be a very much different situation than it has in the past. We both want to do something. We both are going to do something. And we have developed a very special bond. So people are going to be very impressed. People are going to be very happy. And we're going to take care of a very big and very dangerous problem for the world. And I want to thank Chairman Kim. We spent a lot of time together today, very intensive time. And I would actually say that it worked out for both of us far better than anybody could have expected.
Get ready for the big payback, fake liberals. This is what American leadership looks like. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Adams. What he's been talking about word for word got put into the amazing little short video that President Trump showed Kim Jong-un, the power of positive thinking, history not repeating itself, if we get involved and become history's actors, to steal a phrase from Karl Rove. What was he talking about? He's saying we know that secret, you don't. So you repeat it, but we don't. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I could escape this feeling. It's my chance, girl. I feel a wreck without my little chance, girl.
Well, I appreciate Scott Adams coming on short notice, creator of Dilbert. You name it, really life coach is what he segued into, and very, very popular online doing that. And, of course, he's been at the center of the whole Kanye West awakening process, and made the point a few months ago that Kanye had blown a hole in reality. So I guess that reality could then start pouring in. He talked about how it's a lie that history repeats. It's something politicians, people use against us. It doesn't have to repeat if we don't want it to. And now I was watching the little 2 minute video that Trump showed Kim Jong-un, that, as Scott Adams pointed out a few days ago, Owen, could be the best negotiation strategy ever. And it's certainly new, and it certainly worked so far. But I'm watching, I'm like, oh, that's Scott Adams word for word. This is what he said in his last video about Kanye. Somebody must be watching. And then, sure enough, Scott Adams put a video out pointing out, not taking credit for it, but pointing out those parallels. And so I'm just wondering, with Scott Adams, obviously he and Trump are going to the same fount of knowledge. And I know there was this pastor that was real famous, that was a positive thinker, positive speaker, that helped motivate Trump to a great extent. But just the positivity coming back in the world is even making me a lot happier of a person, because I tend to get negative sometimes too about the bad things in the world instead of getting positive about the good things. But then I start seeing all these great things happening. But while I was on vacation, I ran into Democrats who get in my face. Three of them did. And I'd say, what about the peace deal? Isn't it great? What about the economy? And they'd just say, shut up, racist. And I said, that's not reality, and that's not true. And so it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier that we have big polls out. It's on InfoWars.com. Paul Joseph Watson article, TV poll, 71% of liberals don't want peace with North Korea because Trump would take credit. They're having national TV polls with Michelle Wolf's Netflix show, and 71% don't want peace and admit it's because they don't like Trump. This is like a death cult of negative people that would rather die in nuclear war. Scott Adams, you're really good at putting your finger on the major pulse of the good things and the bad things, but if Kanye blew a hole in reality, which I agree, and now that breach has turned into a huge gaping maw, where are we historically right now? And thanks for joining us.
Well, I call it the beginning of the golden age. I've been defining the golden age as that moment when people start realizing that the remaining big problems are no longer physical. A physical problem would be you run out of food, you run out of resources, and we're not in that situation. We're more in a situation where North Korea is a perfect example. We were worried about what they were thinking, and they were worried about what we were thinking. But neither of us had any reason to be at war or to start a war or to continue bad feelings. So by both Chairman Kim, who said it first, by the way, he said in his first statement at the summit, he said words to the effect of, let's leave the past behind. And then you saw President Trump with his video that's getting a lot of attention saying exactly the same thing. Because if you dwell in the past, you're stuck with, but we can't move forward because you did this that one time, or some relative of yours did something one time, or our side did something that one time. You just can't move forward. And it seems to me that the biggest story here that isn't reported, because people don't like to frame anything positively for President Trump, when they say, hey, he walked away from that summit with nothing. And I say, you know, it's easy to argue, well, he got a commitment to do this or a commitment to do that. But realistically, all of the commitments they made, the commitments we made, are easily reversible. So it's not really about that. What the president did, and Chairman Kim, and I give him credit as well, is that they have redefined the situation from two mortal enemies, one who must win and the other one must lose, to two potential friends who have taken the first few steps that are not really representative of the whole journey, but they're on the right path to friendship, something where we win, they win, and frankly, they win a lot bigger than we win if this plays out right. So the whole reframing from enemies to probably friends who can help each other is what the president walked away with, and it's completely ignored. And, you know, when he's even that we're, you know, essentially safer from nuclear war now, and his critics said, what? That's crazy. And I say, who has a nuclear war with their ally? Who bombs somebody who has just offered to help rebuild your country? You know, who becomes an enemy with somebody who's got their hand out literally and figuratively? It's the sort of thing that just doesn't really happen. So he reframed the situation in a way that effectively made a nuclear war no longer have a purpose. Who bombs their friends? It just doesn't happen. And as long as we're on that path, even tentatively, even for steps, and everybody would agree that much more would need to be done to make it real. But as long as you're on this, the path to mutual benefit, nobody fights. Nobody. It just doesn't happen. And that, I think, is the biggest unreported story.
Scott, I went back a few days ago and I watched your 20-minute viral video, or however long it was, on Kanye blowing a hole in reality. And then I went back and watched your new video. But before I watched that one, I wanted to go watch the old one. And I don't want to say Trump's plagiarizing you. He's not. But it's word for word about unlimited resources. We've transcended resources. We can flip the script. We can take control of our destiny. History doesn't have to repeat, but we're the people in the critical time to do it. I mean, seeing that, I mean, you guys are on the same page. So maybe for listeners that want to learn more about the antecedents to your political and your philosophy in life, what would they want to research?
Well, my book, Win Bigly, has a good you know, introduction to that sort of stuff. But as you mentioned before, the influential pastor Norman Vincent Peale was the person who really was the father, if you will, of the idea of power of positive thinking. That was his best-selling book. And he was Trump's pastor when Trump was a kid. And he was influential to me as well. I read his books. So I think we're all, we all got a little bit infected by the strategy of being positive and framing things in the positive way for win-win situations. So it probably shouldn't be a big surprise that people who had the same influences have arrived at the same way of
sure, but a couple of years ago when you did the whole mental judo where you said, oh, I'm supporting Hillary or I'll be basically murdered, you were saying, I believe Trump is following this. I believe he'll be successful. And I think it's because you understood his mindset that you have better than anybody, I think, charted what he would do.
Yeah, and the other thing he does well that he doesn't get credit for is a sense of priorities. If you look at the criticisms of him, and you were to, you know, make a list of all the things people say, and then make a list of the things he's actually doing that are real things like the economy, North Korea, you know, progress with beating ISIS, etc. Those are all real things and our top priorities. The things people are arguing about are, well, he didn't pass the fact-checking on this according to us. You know, it tends to be a little subjective what the facts are in many cases.
Exactly. They're still playing the game like they're God and they dictate reality.
Yeah, so, and the president has put, you know, winning and making America great again, having a strong economy, all those things, very expressly at the top of his priority list. And when he uses persuasion to get there, the critics are arguing the least important parts of what he said. They're arguing about the wording. They're arguing about the technical accuracy. They're arguing about whether in some way that we can't imagine things will be worse in the future because we allowed this to happen.
But what matters is it's really working. So I want to ask Scott Adams, a real visionary, what's coming next straight ahead? And I want to know about the negativity, though. As people get more positive and we realize that, you know, humanity's in a pretty good position if we behave like it, well, what is the negative side going to do? Because they don't seem to be getting better. They seem to be getting just insane and just making up their own false reality while putting their finger at us and saying, we're the ones lying. We'll be back.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hero and Troyer's riding shotgun. We've got the one and the only Scott Adams, creator of Dilbert, on with us. Win Bigly is his new best-selling book that I read and was excellent. TV poll, 71% of liberals don't want peace with North Korea because Trump would take the credit. I'm going to play a short clip of this, but I'm not kidding. I was on vacation for 8 days, as you know, in Hawaii, a working vacation, but I took all four of my children, my wife, we all went. And I had leftists three times come over and say, how do you sleep at night, you racist, and then make up something I never said that the media says I said, or some edited quote. And then I would try to humanize it and say, hey, listen, what about Trump and the economy coming back? What about Trump freeing up a lot of these experimental medical treatments, people that are terminal? Blah, 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 say that. Get away from me. I'm going to call security. So they would talk to me. Two of the three people would then threaten to call the police on me if I even spoke back to them. We're talking 20 seconds into conversation. I'd say, fine, I'm sorry Trump's getting the big peace deal. And they're like, oh, whatever. And now we have a poll. But that's what's crazy is what Scott Adams said is 1,000% correct. We got, by putting pressure on them at first, got them to come across the DMZ, got them to meet with the South Korean president, unprecedented, got them to blow up their nuclear facilities, got them to basically unconditionally agree on a path to total denuclearization with a real deal to build them up so the military-industrial complex doesn't get the trillions. The Koreans do. This is a good thing. And you've got major Nobel laureate groups and people that are on the panel over there now saying he is nominated and that he deserves praise. This is how we have peace. But the Democrats, who are the ones that always want peace and always want this great stuff, and oh, Republicans are all warmongers. Here comes Trump, who was against the first Iraq war, the second, all that stuff. Here he comes, proven right, and man, they are pissed. We'll ask Scott Adams how they're going to respond, where this cognitive dissonance goes, how crazy it's going to get before they finally admit they've been in a cult. Let's play the clip. Here it is from Netflix.
Are you sort of hoping we don't get peace with North Korea so you wouldn't have to give Trump credit? Yes or no? Yeah, I mean,
that's how liberal they are, that they're like, they would rather the world explode. They're like, I told you guys.
Yeah, like, I don't know what is going to happen when, like, the bomb hits and then, like, all those Trump people, they're not going to be like, oh, we should have been okay with her email.
It doesn't even make sense anymore. That's the article on InfoWars.com. That's Michelle Wolf's Netflix show. Scott, what's going to happen to these people as things just get better and better? You're going to get sick of the winning and the winning and the winning. You're going to say, I'm tired of the winning. No, I'm sorry. We're going to keep winning.
Yeah. If you have a moment, check out the Nate Silver tweet he just did, mentioning that people seem to be looking for reasons why, you know, Trump did poorly instead of looking for reasons why the agreement is probably making the risk of nuclear war less. That would be a fun one to look at. Now, I had predicted on election day, when Trump got elected, there would be this massive, you know, cluster bomb of cognitive dissonance. And we saw that. There were, I don't know, dozens and dozens of reasons given for why this unexpected outcome happened. And you saw people imagining they lived in a Hitler-like state. You saw people imagining all manner of things that were going to go wrong. And, of course, none of them did. Now some time has passed. Their opposition has, you know, hardened. And at the same time, we're going into this North Korean situation, which is the ultimate trigger for cognitive dissonance, because it's the very thing that everybody thought was just too hard, that nobody could do it. And he's sort of making it look easy, and it's on a path that something really good could happen. As I said, we've changed the frame from two enemies who really need to, get serious about, about how you specifically go forward, to two potential friends. That is a whole different situation. So I think that if this goes to the next level of where we're actually very comfortable that their nuclear weapons are controlled, identified, they're moving in the van of the country, that you're going to see brains exploding, because it won't, their world won't make sense that this person that they believe is just completely incompetent has done the thing that all the smart people couldn't do. It's, and I mean this legitimately. I'm not saying this is interesting political punditry. I'm not just trying to be interesting. I believe legitimately there's a huge mental risk, here that could happen if North Korea goes in the right direction, and it looks like it is.
I totally agree. The economy coming back, all the other positive things would take up the time we have. I went through the positive things, but it's because I think you quantified it. This is a non-zero-sum game now that we have this much technology, and a lot of the globalists admit that and know that. They don't want people to get to that point where they don't have control anymore, where the establishment doesn't, and where humanity really accelerates. I think we're reaching that acceleration point, but the crony capitalists, the monopoly powers, the interests that want chaos so they can control it and knock out their competition, they're doing everything they can to block it. And then here comes Trump, who doesn't want to keep it a hermit state and doesn't want to keep the aircraft carriers there. And, of course, they were criticizing him for beefing things up to put the pressure in the art of the deal. What are they going to do then? Is there any way? What would you say to them when they come up to me, Scott? You're a smart guy, and Owen Chime makes you ride a shotgun. When they come over and just say, racist, I hate you, shame on you. And it's like they're children. They're using peer pressure on me. I just see them as a mental patient making stuff up and trying to control reality. But I don't know what to say to them because they aren't listening. It's all one way. I don't exist. It's like I'm there for them to LARP. It's like live action role playing. And, they're playing Dungeons and Dragons and they've come upon, some type of evil demon or something.
Yeah, in my experience, you can't talk somebody out of that kind of frame. So if somebody's locked in, there's nothing you can say, even if you said everything right and logical and persuasive, they're pretty locked in. The only thing that's going to make a difference is results. So if, for example, the president makes some real progress with urban revitalization or prison reform, if he keeps doing some what I would call very strategic but also humanitarian pardons, if he keeps doing that, the weight of evidence is just going to make it too hard to hold your frame. We already saw somebody sent me by tweet a comment, an individual had asked Noam Chomsky what he thought about the North Korea situation, and Chomsky actually had a positive opinion on it. That it looked like it was a step in the right direction. Now you see Nate Silver go, you see Noam Chomsky go, you see the economy roaring, but you really need something specifically on the racism part of that. I don't think low unemployment is going to get you there, although it helps a lot, obviously. You need something that people can't easily explain as, well, that's just more Obama stuff. You need something that's new, that's yours, that's visual, that's undeniable. And I like, for example, the Jack Johnson, do I have the name right, pardon?
Yes.
Because what was powerful about that is it didn't have to happen. And anybody who has in their mind, oh, he's just sending these racist secret, dog whistles, you'd have to explain how that could possibly help you with a presumable racist base who would only like racist stuff. It's exactly the opposite of what their frame predicts would happen.
And the polls show people are waking up. Let's come back one more time with Scott Adams and find out what he thinks Trump's going to do next on the other side, but also what happens if they assassinate.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. Sweet dreams
are made of Scott Adams.
And it's having an impact.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. All right.
Boy, you know, Scott Adams, CNN is losing the mind war when their ratings are the lowest they've ever been. They're just local TV stations just in like New York have more viewers than CNN does. One New York TV station, Weather Report, has more viewers than they have in an hour, literally. We have affiliates that have hundreds of thousands of people tuning in throughout a whole show. They have hundreds of thousands per hour. They are a joke. Force-fed at the government facilities like the airport this morning when I was in DFW. I'm sitting there having CNN report on IQs dropping in the U.S. Well, certainly IQ is dropping over there. So, Scott Adams, I brought up a negative point so that hopefully it doesn't happen. Because I don't want to be overly too positive. I mean, I don't believe like the Oprah thing, like the secret. If you just believe you're going to manifest a, you know, a big old juicy turkey in front of you that just came out of the oven, it's not going to happen. But if we have the resources, the ideas work together, we've gotten to a level where we can have almost anything into the future as a culture, as a society. I totally agree with you, and you've helped me be more positive in seeing that, that fighting with a negative collectivist doesn't really do anything to them. Just succeeding and showing them by example, like Trump is doing, doggedly saying, give me more stuff to fix, and then he's attacking it like a business manager. He's a maverick that got elected. He's already changed the world. They keep saying, oh, his dad gave him $1 million. Trump's a total maverick, never been in politics, comes in and wins. You can't slice it any other way than Trump is one of the most important people in history already. They say, oh, he doesn't really want to, you know, win the election. He doesn't want to win re-election. He doesn't want to campaign for the midterms. He's doing all of that because Trump knows his name. Everything is now bound to our success. And our success is global success. So I have to be a cheerleader. But that said, getting into the whole racism thing, I totally agree. The minimum sentencing, you know, that's basically tripled for the type of cocaine on average the inner city folks use. Get rid of that. He's decriminalizing marijuana, something Obama would never do. I mean, already it's just insane what he's done. So what else positive should he do? A, and then B, what are the downsides? What happens if they're crazy enough to hype up some nut like we saw with shooting up the congressional baseball team? What if somebody kills Trump? God forbid. What would the action be reversing all the success? How angry would his supporters be? And then has the left pushing for his death everywhere even thought about what that would do to them? Scott Adams. So looking into crystal ball, I'm not wanting that to happen. I'm saying in that horrible reality, what would unfold?
Yeah, I hate to think about that and give energy to that thought, but I would say the obvious, which is that if you imagine that for whatever reason President Trump, let's say, stepped down for personal reasons, that if the next president is a Democrat, I think the policies are going to be so similar to what Trump has done that it wouldn't be as big a change as you think. Now, there would be things like health care that might be quite different, but it's going to be hard to raise people's taxes. That's just going to be a tough sell. It's going to be hard to go back to hating North Korea. There's just going to be a lot of stuff that's going to be hard to do. What's he going to do? Reverse the pardon for Jack Johnson? I mean, when you come right down to the stuff he's done, it's hard to reverse it. But it's easier to criticize it if you're not in power. So I'd be a little less worried about it going bad. Hey, I wanted to call out something that happened just while we were talking here. There was a tweet that came out from President Moon of South Korea, and I'm just going to call out one sentence, a larger statement. He was talking about the North Korea success. And he goes, I pay my high compliments for the courage and determination of the two leaders, Trump and Chairman Kim. And here's the next sentence that I thought was worth calling out. He goes, not to settle for that outdated and familiar reality, but to take a daring step toward change. And then the next sentence he goes, to help break down the last remaining Cold War legacy on Earth. This is the way of thinking that's changing everything.
Wow.
It's just letting go of the past. You know, it's not just Kanye. It's not just me. It's not just the president. It's Chairman Kim. It's President Moon. This is a new way of thinking, which promotes the fact that our problems are now the way we think. They're psychological.
This is so huge. Let me ask you.
We deal with them that way.
Let me ask you this, Scott. Why didn't Obama do this? Why couldn't they do everything Trump's doing?
You know, that problem is, or that question is probably 100 different variables. It'd be hard to pull out one, but the one that jumps out is persuasion. So President Trump's understanding of human beings, his understanding of persuasion, allows him to set priorities in a completely different way. So Obama was probably very fact-based, maybe tied a little bit to, you know, whatever is the way we've done it before. And those are real limitations. And this president doesn't seem to operate as if limitations exist in the normal way that we think they should.
I actually would have to disagree with Scott on this. I think that it's actually very simple why Trump was able to get this done and not Obama. I don't think you have to look for many reasons at all. I think it's one reason he wanted to. All he had to do was have the desire and the will to do it, and he got it done. That is the biggest difference between Trump and Obama. And there's this narrative I'm seeing in the media right now where they're saying, oh, when Obama said he wanted to meet with Kim Jong-un, and this is an attack that they had on Fox News, Fox News was upset. Oh, what if Obama met with the Iran, you know, Ayatollah and shook his hand and said, this is a great, brave man. Conservatives would have been all upset. But there's a fundamental difference between not just Obama, but Clinton and Bush and everyone prior to Trump. They didn't want to put America first. They didn't have America's interests first. They had their own special interests, their own agenda, all that.
Exactly. We know when Trump's doing something, he's doing it for our interests, but that tends to help other people as well. But Scott, I think, understands that. He's just looking at it from a positive perspective. I mean let's hear it from the horse's mouth himself. But, the whole issue is, you're absolutely right. Trump wants to end the Cold War for good, which will save us trillions of dollars in the aggregate, and let's be honest, a lot of the military-industrial complex doesn't want this to happen. So this is a big, bold peace move, the likes of which we haven't seen since Ronald Reagan and the fall of the Berlin Wall. Scott Adams?
Well, I would put my my own spin on what you just said. I like to avoid saying that I know people's inner thoughts. So I usually avoid things like somebody wants something unless they've said it in their own words. But the way I would put it is that, at least in terms of North Korea, what President Trump did is not wanting a result. He decided that they weren't going to have nuclear weapons, and they only had two ways to get there. There's the ugly way, and there's the awesome way. And the video,
he knows how to make it very clear-cut choices, flip the script, break the mold. And what you said is so serious. I thought about this a lot. There's no turning back. Even if they kill Trump, which I hope doesn't happen, it's already almost irreversible, because here came somebody, not a cold-blooded corporation, is wanting more power and more money. Here came Trump really wanting to be a man of destiny and telling us to be part of destiny. This is an incredible time to be alive, Scott Adams. I hate to gush about Trump, but let's just say it. What would it be like if Herr Hillary had gotten in?
Well, give the full credit to the leaders. I think we're in a new age where, especially with a populist president, it's very much a audience participation in government in a way it never used to be, just because of the growth and the power of social media. So I think that President Trump's success has a lot to do with the number of people who are behind him and the energy that they give him, the support they give him, and the ideas that they give him. I think you see him actually responding to better ideas and public opinion in a way we haven't quite seen before. And I mean that in a positive way. So we may be reaching a point,
critical mass,
probably president, or the public and the good ideas can bubble up, and then the leaders can't ignore them.
Well, Scott Adams, I really appreciate your work, and I'm not just saying that. You've really helped me. I read Win Bigly. I gave it to my son. He's really become more positive because he was already real positive, but it's really helped me, because I get so focused on the bad guys, I don't focus on the good guys more. And you and Kanye and Candace Owens and Trump and all of us together, it's just been amazing. And the fact that you don't let the globalists bully you and not coming on the show, you're a real maverick, Scott. So God bless you. People can follow you at Scott Adams Says and get the book Win Bigly. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, Scott.
Thank you.
That was powerful. Now let's come back. I mean, I get your perspective. I actually agree with you. Trump has the goodwill. And he said that in the video. So we'll talk about goodwill when we come back, and we'll get into the AG report that's just now coming out. Stay with us. That was Scott Adams, folks. I'm Alex Jones.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, I'm a very, very positive person, but over the years, people thought I was negative because I was always attacking what was bad the globalists were doing, which was critical, so people knew there was a private corporate world government above the law, tax-exempt diplomatic immunity that, by the way, has an end game of depopulation and is anti-Christian, anti-family, which is now all admitted. So that was a positive thing that we served in doing, and we still do it. Like, hey, 5G and all these studies, you know, gives you really bad brain cancer. But when you look at somebody like Scott Adams, it's not like Oprah and The Secret where you just imagine you're going to materialize a 100-carat diamond in front of you. You know, you got to go to Africa, you got to dig in the ground, you got to find it. Okay? You got to have the wherewithal, you got to have the mining skills, but we have the technology. And for whatever it is we want to do, we can now basically, like little g, you know, made in God's image, create things, do amazing things, but we can also have bad people get control of human intellect and do really horrible things, and those are the people that crave control. And I want to play this video. This is a edited down trailer from Get Me Roger Stone. I want to find the HD version somewhere around here in our databanks, but I found this on YouTube. And this is why they hate us. If you want to know why they want to shut us down, why they demonize InfoWars, why they demonize Trump, is the winning. And they want us to forget about the winning and say, oh, they won because they're Russians. Yeah, and I'm a blue-blooded baboon, too. I mean, that's ridiculous. But again, change the subject from the WikiLeaks and what's in them to, oh, the Russians. 2+ years later, no proof of that. And now the AG report, pieces of it are out. It hasn't fully come out yet, but it's what we already know. We've got Comey working, and you've got others working with the Clintons to let them know what was coming and letting witnesses know they were going to be called. It's witness tampering. It's obstruction of justice. It's absconding. It's conspiracy. It's racketeering.
It's high treason.
It's criminal. Because it is high treason because it's against the country and against the voters. You know, we don't have a king in this country. We have the voters. We have the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And when you're trying to overturn that system, you can do anything you want in this country, but you can't try to overturn people's rights. In a republic, the minority rights are guarded just like the majority rights.
Well, let's be perfectly clear. If they want to complain about rigging elections, how is protecting Hillary Clinton, one of the candidates, not trying to rig an election? The woman should have been prosecuted, maybe even been serving a sentence while she was campaigning.
Maybe even? I mean, the train of criminal activity is dizzying.
I'm sorry. Absolutely should have been in jail, perhaps even worse.
So if you want to know why they hate us and why they changed the subject, when the Japanese prime minister throws out a little bit of the food to get the fish up to the water, hell, we do it the same way here. A lot of folks I know have a little pond in their backyard. They got bass in it, catfish. You throw a few little pieces in, you get them up to where you're at. Then you throw the whole little bucket in, you feed the fish. People have stock ponds, have those. He dumps it all in. They turn that into look at how he's inept because they know he's a cheerleader for America. And the fact that they've had to admit, in fact, let's cue up the Bill Maher after this. I wanted to play that again yesterday. I didn't. Bill Maher, he said this a week and a half ago. We should play this every day. He says, I want to plunge the economy. I want a crashing economy so that we can stop the Trump agenda.
Yo, Alex,
and yay, ruin. I mean, these people are, what do I tell you every day? They want to make you poor. It's called feudalism.
And then you play this. You play Bill Maher saying we want to collapse the economy. Then you play the wolf saying we want there to be nuclear war with North Korea. That's all you need to do. I mean, that tells you their entire mindset, Alex.
And we've got Bill Maher famously always saying, I want more abortion. I want suicide. I want death. I want less people on the highway. Idiot. Millions of people in megacities build the infrastructure for the highways, for the golf courses, moron.
I said,
you're a moron. Boom cities are booms because they're booms. And I explain this. You can go 100 miles in most area of the ocean before you hit a reef area, the proper sun, shallow enough, and you'll have more biodiversity in just a few square miles than you have in hundreds of square miles. Do the fish go, man, this reef's really crowded? No, they're like, this is where all the food's at, man. Bill Maher flies over L.A. and goes, God, I hate all these people. And yeah, they're a bunch of miserable followers of you.
Well, Bill Maher, I actually appreciate Bill Maher showing the true face of the American left right now that wants to collapse the economy.
What do I tell you? They hate you. They want to abort you. They want your money. They're devil worshipers. It doesn't matter if he gets into a red pajamas at night, which he probably does, actually. Most of them do in L.A. But his spirit is satanic. It's win-loser mentality. We are non-zero-sum game. We are 360 win.
Well, and then you see not just what he says about wanting to collapse the economy, but the lies, the misrepresentation, how he attacks you. I mean, it's just totally classless. It's uncouth.
The guy's a total fraud reading on teleprompter. And the reason I say that is he's such a joke. He's such a coward. Now, since I said it, let's go ahead and play Why They Hate Us. Remember, this is why they hate us. If you're a radio listener, it's powerful, but not as powerful as you're a TV viewer. You can actually see the crying and everything. Here was election night a year and a half ago.
Some of my colleagues at Trump Tower just a few minutes ago, there's a little optimism here.
No one thought it was going to be this close at this point. Trump can still win this.
Today we have another state projected as the state of North Carolina, big battleground state. It's going to Donald Trump.
I was actually ready to go to bed, and then I started seeing the Electoral College come in, and I'm like super psyched.
This is going to be a very close.
close election.
I'm seeing these late-breaking trends. This could hand Trump the presidency, folks. This is not by any means over.
I think there's some real jitters setting in Clinton headquarters right now.
Well, the scene here is so different than it was a few hours ago when people were happy and relaxed.
This is most unexpected.
Certainly is a huge, huge surprise to so many people out there.
I think we all thought it couldn't happen, that he couldn't do what he did, and guess what? He may just do it.
Donald Trump has taken the lead. He has 216 electoral
votes. This is really the beginning of the end.
He's pulling ahead of Hillary Clinton. You see it right
there. They couldn't get Trump, and now they got Trump. What do we do?
Oh,
it's
Megyn
Kelly. We run things.
Notice how where Megyn Kelly is today. No way.
How do I explain this to my children? I have Muslim friends who are texting me tonight saying, should I leave the country?
Megyn.
America is crying tonight. I'm not sure how much of America, but a very, very significant portion. And I mean literally crying.
People have talked about a miracle. I'm hearing about a nightmare.
This is your life now.
This is us. This is our country.
It's a miracle. We saved America.
And now it's reverse hammering because the globalists are austerity-based. They say you can't have cars, you can't have air conditioners, you got to be poor. They say we want to make you poor for the betterment of the earth, but they're all going to be filthy rich and tax-exempt. Again, now, let's play this Bill Maher clip. You just can't play this enough, where he says, I want a crashing economy. This is a man reportedly worth, and I don't know if that celebrity net worth site's right, because it says I'm worth $10 million, and that's about five times what I'm worth. Which I'm not trying to just be worth money. I put it back in the operation. We got a little bit of money, you know, to help fight lawsuits, whatever, stored up as an emergency nest egg that could run things for a few months. My goal is to change the world. My currency is ideas. So I don't know if it, you know, it's right, but I know his contract's like $10 million a year. He's reportedly worth $100 million. And he says, I'm sorry, I know it's going to hurt, but we really, 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 really need to crash the economy to hurt Trump. So let's go ahead and roll that clip.
Can I ask about the economy? Because this economy is going pretty well. We have to... What? Why is that funny?
It is going well for now.
For now, right. That's my question. Is, like, I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it. Because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please, bring on the recession. Yeah. Sorry if that hurts people.
Sorry if it hurts some people.
Yeah,
because you'll weather it real fine with $100 million.
No, that's the key right there. That is the arrogance. That is the mindset of a Bill Maher where he knows, oh, I'll be fine. And all the poor people that I claim to speak up for, you know, they might have to go through some serious troubles if there was a, you know, collapse of the economy, which I'm cheering on. But good!
It'll show those Trump supporters, it'll show Trump, it'll show the world that we're the good guys that crashed the economy and wanted nuclear war. Don't you see? We're the good guys! And it's the same Democrats suing us to shut us down. I want to hire a bunch of people. I want to give people, like, I want to raise. I want to build affiliates all over the world. I want to build new websites, more films. But we need a lot of money to do it and be able to operate, ladies and gentlemen, because we're into our reserves right now. InfoWarsStore.com. It's the last few days to get free shipping on all our best-selling items. If you haven't tried X2, even though we're running out of it, I'm hoping to get more of the deep earth source of it. It's amazing. Good halogen. It's 50% off to get those of you off the fence that have never tried the good halogen and learn why they put fluoride in the water, try to counteract the natural iodine you get. Iodine is essential. 50% off right now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.